You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Since 1997, Chris Creasy has been creating guitar-centric albums with the Lawrence band The Appleseed Cast. For the group's first album in 6 years, called The Fleeting Light of Impermanence, the band leader decided to take a few risks, as he recently told KMUW's Jed Bodwin, who has more.
When did you kind of know that you were going to make another Appleseed Cast record? Or was there a question of, like, maybe I won't make another Appleseed Cast record?
I've always intended to make another one, but I just felt like I wasn't going to rush it. So I just did a lot of demoing of songs and did that for about 5 years, I guess. Longer than I intended it to be. But after a while, I just kind of found what I wanted to do. You know, I tried a lot of different things, and I knew I wanted to make it different than previous records, and so, yeah, it took a while to find something that I liked.
Did I read this correctly someplace that at one point you were kind of thinking of making it sort of a synthesizer-based album?
Yeah, I had been talking about doing something like that for years. That was one of the ideas that I tried during that demoing time. Wrote a bunch of things that were just basically synth based. I was actually trying to get away from guitar altogether, and probably everything I wrote for a year or two had no guitar on it. I did want to do an all synth, or maybe just substituting guitars for synth, but still using bass guitar and drums, live drums with synth.
You know, something even just from the beginning, like Chaotic Ways, I can kind of hear where maybe that had some basis in keyboards. Is that a fair assessment of that too?
On that particular song, we kind of wrote it in the studio, and it was just like a middle of the night guitar riff type of a thing. And we kind of, the next morning, kind of developed the other parts to it. And the synth part on that came later. It's still the most synth-heavy song on the record, but like Asking the Fire for Medicine. Was totally written on keys, and well, definitely Collision was written on keys.
You've been with this band for 22 years, and you're the last guy from the original lineup. So, I mean, at this point, is it your band? And when new guys come in, I mean, do you say to them, like, hey, welcome, and you can kind of contribute as much as you want or as little as you want?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it's my band. I mean, I think it's both of those things. I would say to the guys that it's my band, but at the same time, I want everyone to contribute as much as they can, as much as they want to.